Yaroslav Flakin translated the Apology of the Augsburg Confession. Now, he promised us that he's going to translate that document on the basis of the original Latin. Now, I want to show you what he did on page 25 when he ran into a Latin formula that wasn't to his liking. It's page 38 in here. And this is why, just an example of what you're missing when you don't have this. Here, on page 25, interpret paragraph 8, he translates, "Wherefore, in dutiful obedience to your imperial majesty, we offer and present a confession of our pastors and preachers, teaching, and of our own faith, setting forth how and in what manner, on the basis of the Holy Scriptures, these things are preached, taught, communicated, and embraced in our land, principalities, dominions, cities, and territories." Now, let me read you what the Latin says. The Latin says that we're going to set forth what we believe and teach on the basis of the Holy Scriptures et puro verbo Dei. On the basis of the Holy Scriptures and the pure Word of God. Which is an obvious equating of Scriptures and God's Word. That's in the Latin. He was translating the Latin, he should have put it in here. He didn't, because he didn't like the formulas that say things like that. Let's look at line 20 in at page 20 in this book. I don't know the reference in Tappert, but I'll just give you some examples of how often and how on almost every page God's Word is equated with Scriptures in these volumes. The English translation here, now remember, even in the Triglot, in the Triglot, you've got to remember this, that it was Peephorn who translated the Form of Concord. The Form of Concord was written in German, and he was faithful. He translated that from a German. Tappert himself did this forward. And the translation there of the preface to the Book of Concord is pretty reliable. So in this instance, I'm not pointing to a fault in that book, but to an advantage of having the book things before you. Translating on the basis of the German only, as he should have done, the English reads, "In regard to these matters, as we have mentioned above, it has always been our purpose that in our lands, dominion, schools, and churches, no other doctrine be proclaimed and accurately set forth than that which is founded upon the Word of God." Now, the English wouldn't indicate that the Latin says, German says, "that which is founded upon Göttliche Schrift," and the Latin says, "that which is founded upon Verbo Dei." The terms are used interchangeably. Look at page 86. No, you can't do that. Look at page... Yeah, you can. 86. It happens, if I remember, just be a coincidence. 86 in Tappert. There is one place in Brecher's book where he begrudgingly concedes that maybe... a half a century after the year when the Augsburg Confession was written and Lutheranism was beginning to fall prey to the scholastic type of theology, you may find people calling the Scriptures God's Word. He reluctantly agrees that that might happen in the form of Concord. That's why I'm showing you places outside of the form of Concord that he apparently did not notice. In fact, in the Augsburg Confession itself. Look on page 86, paragraph 35. "It is patently contrary to the Scriptures to establish traditions." That's what the Latin says. The German says, "It is effentlich wider Gottes Wort." And in Tappert, you can find that this is looking at it, in this one case, the evidence is interpreted itself. In the bottom half of the page, it says it is contrary to scriptures, because that's a translation of the Latin. No, I got that mixed up. That's it. German's on the top. On the top, you have Gottes Wort, and on the, yeah, and on the bottom, you got scriptures. So that's one place, at least, for Tapper's translation was faithful to the data that the Book of Concord gives. But let's look also, for the few minutes we left, at a few other references. Page 100. Now, we've been on 86, so I don't have to jump 200 pages to find another reference. It's 86 to 100, 14 pages later. Now, I'll tell you where you could... No, I can't tell you where you're going to find this, because it's still in the preface. And if there were paragraph numbers in preface, I could tell you where to find it in Tapper. But look here. Here it says that they have condemned, the opponents have condemned several articles contrary to the manifest scriptures of the Holy Ghost. Paragraph 4. Oh yes, we're already in a place where the paragraphs are numbered. Pardon me. But mine here, it's paragraph 9. I'm in the Apology of the Augsburg Confession right now in the preface. It's 100 in the Tripada. I'm not sure what it's 100 in the Tripada. And there the Bible is referred to as the Schrift, as the writings of the Holy Spirit. But now look in the German. The German says the clear scriptures and manifest really scriptures and the clear words of the Holy Ghost. Where the Latin merely has the manifest scriptures of the Holy Spirit. Let's look just a few pages more. 106. Now this is in the German, in Jonas' translation. This is in Article 2, Paragraph 4, right at the end. It's about original sin. Monckton says that some people are talking about original sin more after the philosophy than according to God's Word or the Holy Scriptures. Which again is evidence that he equates God's Word and Holy Scriptures. Now, in this case, there's nothing wrong with the translation in Tappert, because the Latin does say that they're talking more about it more after the manner of philosophers than the scriptures. But the benefit of having the original before you and reading both of them side by side is that a lot of evidence that other people escapes other people if we use this edition is just lost. And probably some people who pontificate about what the symbols say on this subject have never read anything but Tapper's. Let's have a look on page 172. And you can find this on page 133 in Tapper's. No. Paragraph. Look on page paragraph 88. Is there an 88 on page 133 in Tapper? 28. Or 188. Well, there's something wrong. No, there's not something wrong. By this time, those of you who have used Triglot and Tapper, or the chapter of the Triglot in that edition, know that the articles are numbered differently in the Apology. In the Triglot, you've got Article 1, 2, 3, 4, 3.
I won't say, bother explaining why that happened now. But in Tappert, you have, in the Triglot, Article 1, or Article 4, rather, ends with 121, paragraph 121, and then begins with 1 again, in paragraph 3. This is why, in this particular edition, the paragraph I'm quoting you is 67, add 121 to that, and it comes out to 188 in your book, see? Okay. This is a paragraph where it says that we must see what Scripture ascribes to the law and what it ascribes to the promises. And this is what, now, of course, the Latin only has Scripture, and the English translation is a literal translation of the Latin. We must see what the Scripture ascribes to the law and what describes the promise. But when you get down here and read Jonas, you would say, man muss sehen wie die Schrift. Now, I got to go back one before that. A person has must, as Paul says, rightly divide God's word. The law in one place and the promises in another place. A man must see that the scriptures talk about the promise in one spot and about the law in another, where he uses again in this, in that kind of a juxtaposition, one sentence apart, Schrift and Gottes Wort, to refer to the same thing. Yes.
This may sound really interesting, but if there's a difference between the German and Latin saying, and they both present the same part, that. It would seem to me that many people weren't intending this to be kept to posterity, and that they would have smoothed out the differences between the two and then made that final document. As I understand it, we have everything in fragments, in some in notes, and there's little to the degree of differences.
No, not with the apology. Melanchthon began to prepare the apology already at Augsburg before they left on September the 22nd, when the emperor outrightly just refused to carry on any more negotiations. And then when he got home, the apology, which was published the following spring, was merely a leisurely expansion of that initial document he had prepared already at Augsburg. And there isn't any question at all about the authenticity of this document, that this is the way it came from Melanchthon's hand. The translation, the German translation, was made by Jonas in the fall of 1531. But with Melanchthon's approval, he read it. And in 1580, therefore, it was included in the Book of Concord. Jonas's translation of the apology was included with the Book of Concord as an authoritative interpretation of the Latin apology, and is has the same confessional status as any other writing in the Book of Concord. Yes.
Is there a certain of the Latin and the German, the way they do term scripture or word of God, like do the Latin
take this in one term? No. Even in the Latin, you'll find that sentences apart, and if I have time, I'll show you this. They will use verbum Dei, and a few lines later, Sacra Scriptura. They used the terms interchangeably precisely because there was no design, and they're thinking Word of God was Scripture. And you just use them without arguing. Well, the next time we'll have to talk about anthropology. Tomorrow we'll try to discuss this handout on anthropology. Next day, justification.